Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Arizona Soul Radio. This is Relaunch. We're back. So I didn't advertise this anywhere. This is kind of a secret mission. And this seems like it's a good idea. So here, so this is going to be brought back to you, answer your questions online. You know, we're going to also bring in guests and where guests can answer questions for people that call in. So this came out of nowhere to go in this direction. So here we are as the world implodes. So Simon Teller, ivysheart.com. And the site for the radio show is Fifth Dimension Radio. And with Fifth Dimension Radio, that's putting the site together, where people, if you want to be a guest on the show, of course I'll be reaching out to people. This will be all sporadic. Also for you know, those that want to you know call in. Of course that's going to be a little tricky because I'm just gonna pop in. So I'm not sure how well that's going to go. I just talked to myself for an hour or something like that. We'll see how things go on that. So this is, instead of going on YouTube and getting censored, of course, I can just put this on YouTube and get censored that way. But yeah, it's kind of brutal out there at this time, with the free speech. So many people are going to Rumble. Of course, then once Rumble gets big, they'll go after everybody on Rumble. So yeah, see how that goes. So just, I don't think YouTube's going anywhere. It's going into a transformation, but it's here for the long run. What happened to the days when it was just cat videos? Yeah, don't we miss all of that? So this, why this has come about, just feels like it's the next, you know, it's a new year. It's tax season, so, you know, why not, right? So the cats are here behaving for right now. So I'm not sure if I'm going to go for an hour, but this is basically a new platform for others to get their voice out, to reach out to others. Who knows, we'll get to call people to call in if they have enough, if they're brave enough to call in. But I might have to do a schedule so people know when to call, to, you know, when to tune in if they want to get a question answered or something like that. Or definitely going to reach out to those who've had UFO experiences and bring that energy in because it's time for something new. So basically this is, yeah, one of the reasons for this is for those that can't get a platform to say anything. You know, a lot of the podcasting that's out there is kind of big and not everybody needs to get their message out, but, this seems like it's the right thing for the right time. I also have a scheduled interview Friday, sometimes Friday. I don't know. Who knows how my schedule's. I don't always have control over my schedule, so we'll just have to wait and see. So, again, the board, we have no calls. Of course, I didn't really put it out there. Two for people to call in. I'm not sure if it's a good idea to put on YouTube. Maybe it's a good idea. Yeah, why not? So I'm going to make a video of this eventually. But right now, just see if it shows up as anything. It doesn't show up as anything. Nobody knows. Nobody's going to know what that is. That's good. So, yeah, this is the big secret. So, yeah, just going to throw it out there and see what happens. Yeah, the world's getting weird. Let's see, with NBC has their, was Zucker got taken down? That's good. About time. We still have a lot of that. Of course, as a problem about CNN, I think it's possible it might actually get stronger. Because it's been evil, but it's been doing, you know, it's, we're about to find out. It might be, take itself more seriously and become worse. So I wouldn't rest on your laurels just yet. Oh, wait, they changed the number for my call-in. I just realized that. They gave me a new number. I didn't realize that. My old number is now expired. So I guess, well, not that I need guests calling in anyway, but it is kind of nice when I put out the right number. Not that matters for this one. So we're going to have the Wizard Hotline. We're going to have the, Men in Black Hotline. Of course, it's all the same number, so I'll just kind of go with it on that one. The Artificial Intelligence Hotline, you know, the World Taking Over Hotline number. So we got all kinds of stuff going on here. A Fritzy, your favorite cat. You can call in with your cat stories. You can call in with your UFO stories. You can call in with any type of story you like. We're here for everybody. We're here for everyone's needs overall. Especially UFO experiencers, super soldier experiences, things of that kind. This is going to be, I'm kind of in the, I'll sit back and give you a platform and you can say whatever you want. And we'll just explore what you have. No criticism or anything like that. It's funny. I think somebody did a podcast about manifesting. I guess the host isn't getting everything he wants in life, so he kind of chewed the lady out. I'm assuming, I didn't watch it, but according to, it's funny. It's like, it doesn't always work that way. The universe, I guess, I don't know if the universe knows what it's doing half the time. I'm not sure if the spirit world knows what it's doing half the time. I mean, does it really need to know what it's doing? I mean, no. What for? we incarnate here to figure it out, try to create our own reality. I mean, yes, you have a mission here, but it doesn't always have to make any sense because there's so many different points of view here. It's seeing all these different points of view. It's like a jungle out there of viewpoints, and to just say we're all on the same timeline, but we're all from different places. So it's just a mixed up jungle. And to decipher all that, it's not so easy, especially when you have those that don't want to hear it. That makes things a lot easier. They want their way, or, they have a point of view. There's no secret space program. There's none of this. It's whatever I think it is. And that's fine. But then you put your intentions onto others and we're not getting anywhere with that. So, but some people get rewarded for that. When you think about it, how the dark side works here, you take it however you want, but, some get a lot of power and they're here for all the wrong reasons. But they have a lot of power. It's amazing how some just have power over the people, and it's just, no matter what they do, they're going to still have their energy over others. So you see with that with the presidency, you see with the media, CNN, for example, how can you keep on failing and still continue on? It says the darkness has a way of staying alive, and it's for us to figure out our purpose in life. So it's okay. My point of view, it's good to be mad at the universe, God, spirit guides. You can denounce them all. I think that's healthy. I mean, it's not long you can do that, but it does clear out your energy and Yeah, just have to go with the, go with the flow. It's not the easiest thing. You know, flowing with your, path isn't the, and we don't all know it. Of course, some people feel like they know everything, and that's, that's quite a position in life there. Yeah, it's funny. I have it wrong call-in number. Not that I was looking for call-ins. Man, I'm really trying to sabotage that one for people calling in. Actually, this is my second recording. I forgot how to use this thing. I'm not sure if I was on mute. Am I going to be talking and you don't hear anything? How does that work exactly? So, but, I could be doing all this on YouTube and just, but it's something about the call-in. There's other ways of doing the call-in system, but Blog Talk makes it a little bit easier. Not that you have to like Blog Talk, but it's pretty easy. Just call in the number, and there you go. It's very simple. And on my side, it's all this other details. It doesn't really matter. Just see where things go. So, yeah, the idea is to have this show. Maybe I'll set a date and a time for it. We'll see. But when I do interviews, most likely it won't be on here. Sometimes it will be if people are up for it, but if not, that's fine. Just kind of roll with the punches, basically. So, yeah, we're definitely going into some strange reality. I'm not sure if all the positivity is going to come into the world right away, as some I think. I'm not sure if the ships are going to start landing. I mean, then we have to clear out the war zone first. In some ways, before the aliens can land, don't they need a safe place to land instead of Planet Crazy? I mean, I've already talked about this before where I've had, I had an alien, I was saying aliens are probably not going to show up, but then I had an alien energy visit me and talk about alien disclosure, and then the aliens never landed after that. I talked about it for like months. I'm still waiting for the ships to land. Of course, every now and then, I did have experience recently. So I'm working on a book. I have a book that might come out. I haven't mentioned that either. Well, I'm waiting for a publisher. Ow. I got fridges tearing into my arm right now. Ow. That hurt. I'm waiting for a publisher, or I'm trying to get, anyway. Either way, it's the waiting game. So I'm working on another book also, whenever I have time. And I was connecting to the Eagles, the Carrions. And what I picked up on is, long story short, the Carrion was kind of like a, it's a humanoid bird, eagle being. And this is more in the ancient times. And it was opened up. He was like attacked, you could say. And he was attacked and a reptilian was pulled out of him. And when I wrote that, I started sneezing. So, yeah. That's kind of messed up. And that's the other thing. People want deep information about the planet, and that's all right. That's good. But you can get deep and then get really, really sick. Seriously. If you try hard enough, you can probably go where you're not supposed to go. Not that you're trying to be malicious or anything. It's just you're trying to understand reality and you're using your own energy to do it. And you can literally, have a heart attack or something. I'm being completely serious. Not that I'm trying to put fear out there or anything like that. But, if you start getting sick and you're tapping into the unknown, it's strange. It's like you think aliens can't kill you and all that, but astral can. it's weird. It's like, you choose your battles, you can say, but you gotta be yourself though. But if you do like heavy research into the ancient world, like Egypt's just a, you know, such a magical place. I mean, if Babylon was still here, we'll be tapping into Babylon, but Babylon's pretty much history. Well, it went into Egypt. So I believe my point of view, Babylon was powerful. It was like a desert Atlantis, is from what I feel, and it was destroyed for various different reasons. Probably, I feel like it was too powerful. Something like that did not need to exist here anymore as the energies became lower. But then again, why is Egypt there? Well, if Egypt became corrupt, that's why. There's probably more to it than that, but, you know, they can't get rid of everything. We need something. You know, we need some kind of indication where we came from. We can't get rid of everything. They got rid of most things. Yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag. There's all these different points of view, and, yeah, it gets really, really strange when we start to dabble into our ancient selves. Of course, some people feel that the earth isn't real, space isn't real. And yeah, like I said, all different points of view. It all matters. Everything matters. It's just so deep. It's like finding your root race. Where do you belong? Where do you belong to, because some of these spiritual groups, I mean, I believe a lot of them are not that evolved. I mean, the bigger ones, I mean, they're evolved to a certain extent. But when you say, like, you have all the knowledge and you know all the truth, do you really know all the truth? There's so many different ways of looking at that. I mean, it's just so many. I mean, anybody can say I'm positive. Anybody can say I have the truth. I mean, you know, you discover your truth, but your truth is different than someone else's truth. You know, I mean, I'm even known to do that. It's like, I'll change my reality just so I don't have to be like you. So it's like, you know, it's just, it's just, you know, like the news is fake and all that. It might be fake to you, but it's real to a whole lot of other people. Even if they don't believe in all that, they still haven't let it go enough where it's still here. It's still here. So it has someone's, obviously, a lot of consciousness. Government is still here because conscience is still keeping that going. And not that you're here to save the world from all that. If that's your battle, go for it. If you're here to wake up people, and then you got to do what you got to do. But I mean, spiritual waking up is good. I mean, if you're doing that, you're probably most likely, not always, but some people have had lifetimes of Christianity trying to wake other people up to Jesus and God and everything. And then they go into, you know, spiritual work, and now they're opening up people to aliens and everything, which is fascinating. Not everybody has those connections, but some people do. You just see it. I don't go around preaching to everybody. I guess you do enough of that online as it is, but I'm not here to preach anyway. But yeah, deciphering all of this is not the easiest. It's just amazing. It is amazing, though, how some of the spiritual teachers out there, how controlling some of them are. They might not always realize it, and how control they have over other people, which is absolutely amazing. Yeah, that's where power corrupts. You might have the best intentions, but then you also sway people around to the way you think, and it's very, I don't know if you want to use the word disturbing, but it's I mean, that's why the aliens won't show. That's another reason. If they land their ships, there's going to be people that are going to run up to them and worship them. Of course, others will be one of them to attack them too. So, but yeah, it's when the worship energy is being abused. I mean, on not just religion, but even the spiritual metaphysics. And that's not the easiest thing to heal or notice. You're warning, but some people are giving away their power way too easily, and they're not realizing it. And it's not just a few people doing it, it's a lot. So, I mean, yeah, there's only, so, I mean, this spiritual development, yeah, it's, especially when you have to make a living in relationship world, and you have some spiritual development going on, which is healthy. It's like when you dive into spirituality and you know, it's like, you know, people here used to be, you know, people here at incarnations as bird people, cat people, you know, dog people. And then you want to go into the bizarre. Some people have had their consciousness as shoelaces in their past life, as a clock, as a house, as a tree. Trees are more common, but as as socks. I'm being serious too. You want to connect to the astral? You know, we all turn to a bunch of cartoons and who knows what you are. So, I mean, seriously, you might wake up having dreams like, you know, I used to be it's like you were a fountain pen in another lifetime. I'm being serious too. I mean, that's when astral is really activating itself. When you start remembering your lifetime as a clock, I mean, people are doing drugs and then they're doing psychedelics and they're a clock. You know, and the hand moves really slow. That, no, that's something else. Oh, jeez. But think about having that type of a dream or experience and you're not on anything. That's when you know we're going to the next level. It's just that we're so physical. I don't see I don't see the physical letting us go as much as people think. The physical is like, I want to say it's its own entity, but it kind of is. It's like a cherished creation. And the darkness here keeps it at its level. You know, if it's so dark here, it keeps the physical as it is. And when we become lighter beings, this physicality goes away. I mean, as things get more positive and positive, I mean, you're still physical, but you're less physical. You know, you just, I think people understand it without going into too much detail on that. So, yeah, it's just a lot of, we got a ways to go. I mean, you want this positive world, but when you look at the mechanics of what holds the physical world here, there's a lot of negativity. Of course, you see with the governments, like with the states, just in the USA, you know, or in around the world, just government corruption. That's like a grid on the planet just with that. That keeps the world physical. And you have all these other, you know, beliefs. And that's why you have, that's probably another reason why you have religion the way it is, because it's all convoluted. It doesn't make any sense. Of course, that keeps the grid going to keep us more physical. There's more to it than that, but, you know, it's the lower dimensions, you know, have their, they're having a blast here, that's for sure. And that's the thing with the spiritual awakening. I mean, the major league spiritual awakening, when you find some of these huge groups, spiritual groups, huge, and then you see the corruption within them. When it comes more clear, and some people have been following them for 10, however long, and they're just, the mind control is just so subtle, but it's there, and just not everyone obviously aren't seeing it. I mean, you know, when you have a lot of things going on in your life, you know, it's understand, and the manipulation here is so sophisticated. Yeah, I mean, it is a psyop. I mean, everything's a psyop, but, you know, we have to function here somehow. So yeah, you give in. Yeah, that's why so many souls don't want to incarnate here, because they don't want to give themselves up, give up their, you know, their understanding of the universe and all that. It's, you know, the soul and all this, you know, knowing everything. They come here, you don't know anything. You're part of a, it's like being a part of a cult, a planet cult in some way. It's an agenda, psyop, whatever you want to call it. Yep, psyop, and then a psyop, and then a psyop. It just, you know, just kind of roll with it the best you can. But when you start pulling the pieces apart and start looking at things, I mean, the astral world hears everything and sees everything. Yes, it is corrupt. But there's good and bad there, but obviously the bad is playing out. It's doing really good here. It's having a blast here. So. I feel like interjecting here, so I don't know, I feel like saying this. So anyone trying to call in, you might be calling into the wrong show. When I was setting everything up, I didn't realize my number was different. So I'm not sure if anybody's calling in. Hopefully nobody's calling in right now. I'm not sure if that might, that phone number might go to, who knows who that might go to. It's like, well, I'm on hold for a long time. That's not funny, but it kind of is. So to recap a little bit on why, you know, I've been doing channeling for a while. So, of course, that's not easy. It's not easy street at all. Any time of spiritual work is not, none of it's easy. And even when you have tarot cards, you know, interpreting that, I mean, yes, it's general. It has to be general. They just can't tell us the answers as much as we'd like it. If you're in spirit, you get the answers real quick. But you're not in spirit, you're here. So we're probably going to go, I mean, more of that super soldier information is coming through. Most likely it'll start to get stronger here. It's already pretty strong as it is, but it's going to get, I mean, that just that whole world is just going to go increase and increase. Not that we're going to get any full answers about it. You know, just get different versions of it. You know, just kind of, you know, flow with it, you can say. But we're also going to go into, let's see here, I guess more global warming talk is, are they done with that? Yeah, I guess they're going to be doing that more. Lovely. I don't know what's going on with global warming. I mean, is it going to be really hot this year? Well, it's not happening right now. Well, it's in Florida, but this is Florida, though. It's not hot here. It's just, it's not as cold as this. Our version of cold is, no comment. It's nothing to talk. Yeah, it's nothing compared to what's up north. I also do, my mystery school. I don't go to, even there, I mean, I want to go deeper and deeper, but even I've been blocked for a while recently because I do like a recording, not every day, but almost every day, five recordings a week. Sometimes more. I kind of cooled down because I was working on the next book. So I used to do more uploads. And it feels like it's like sometimes you can put too much out there. I don't know. But I've also felt a lot of blockages till recently about the secret societies. Like your final clubs. I go into that there. I don't do so. I'm not going to talk about it much online. I don't think it's a good idea. Not the way the censorship is going on. I mean, I don't think they're looking for that stuff right now, but you never know because they can always easily call it bullying. You know, you can just talk about it. They can easily call it bullying. The final clubs and to go into it lightly, the final clubs in Harvard, Yale University, Skull and Bones, any of those type of social clubs. Yale, they have, I think the Ivy Club. It's called an eating club. It's like, did I read that right? The eating club. Yeah, I guess that's so bizarre. I guess they're just so wealthy. And they just have these, like, dinners. And it's just so, just, whatever. Anyway, but yeah, those are different Illuminati groups. Even Bill Gates is connected to one. Even the governor of Florida is connected to one. I forget what school it is, but you know, the secret societies obviously are connected to this is already known, but to go into a bit more because it doesn't really get a lot of attention. I see why. Because you can easily get a lot of unwanted attention. secret space program stuff gets censored. When you go into secret societies and really start to, there's not much you can really find, really. But that is the heart of your Illuminati if you're looking for different Illuminati groups. that's one way of looking at it. Look at the Skull and Bones, and it's not just Skull and Bones. They have a bunch of other ones, two or three schools. They're not easy to find. They're not impossible to find. You're not going to find a whole lot of information on it, but you can scan the vibrations of it and see what you feel from it. And, of course, yeah, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but, you know, you're looking for a direction to go in your spiritual detective work, if that's something that you're interested in. That's one place to go. You try to tap into Lockheed Martin, you don't really get very far. You might get somewhere, you get blocked. But secret societies might get blocked there. But there's not a lot of attention on those things either. I don't have the details here, but of a journalist's name. Back in, I think it was 2004. Yeah, 2004. There was an election between George Bush and John Kerry, and both of them were Bonesmen. A journalist from MSNBC, back when MSNBC was actually a real, it's better than it is now. It wasn't perfect, but it's kind of, it's amazing how journalism is such a clown show now. A journalist on TV, I think there's a video of it, most likely online, but he did the interview with George W. Bush. First off, he mentioned the Skull and Bones, and he asked him if he's going to lose the election to John Kerry. First off, George W. Bush said he's not going to lose, and he didn't. And the journalist died not too long after that interview. I just thought it was kind of, I don't think there's any attention going to that, but it's kind of, what a coincidence. So just putting it out there, take whatever you want. It is still kind of, you can't see everything and know all this stuff, but one thing that, I'll go back into the secret space program. Some people are doing a lot of investigating on this stuff, and that's healthy, but that shows you the trauma that's connected. I believe it's mostly trauma. I mean, why would you be looking into it if it's not trauma? And you see what's going on with the world today, and you're part of some secret space program, Pleiadian, Sirian, Feline, wherever it might be, here to protect the Earth, and you can watch your alien friends get wiped out in space trying to help the planet. And, you're trying to help our planet survive all of this, and you're just seeing this one war after the other. It always has the vibe I'm getting. At least that's, and the elites, and that's where a lot of the elite do show themselves in those other realities. When they're doing nanotechnology on people and they're programming people, like the movie The Island, when they're doing genetic modifying, getting, body parts, like for the elites, something like that. I can't remember how that, I forget how The Island went. The Island was very, it's funny that these really well-produced movies are just telling us stuff now. Well, they have to tell us stuff. They have to start releasing. It's funny how Hollywood is just now, it's just giving us messages now. It's not even, I don't even bother with art anymore. Sometimes it might get some kind of art form, but a lot of it's just telling us stuff. But imagine we'll go back to back when they used to make movies again, but right now it's all just messages. Even like the music industry, it's just arts today is just, not what it used to be. It has, positive within it, but it just doesn't have the energy like it used to. And I believe that throughout history it was like that too. It just hit a kind of a drag spot. Not all art is like that, but quite a bit of it is mainstream. Film is just not what it used to be. It doesn't have to be the same as it was, but it can have a little bit more heart. A lot of it's just by the numbers, and that's it. The heart is like not even there. Even with some of the cheesy B movies or action movies, at least some of them, you can feel there's some energy, it has a soul to it. And a lot of stuff done today is like, okay, I didn't feel anything from that. So, we're in some kind of odd, it's always been bizarre, but people feel like the negative is going to go away completely. It's like, maybe portions of it might go away, but there's so much of it. And the biggest psyop out there is to tell you that the dark is lost. Oh yeah, the Illuminati is, you know, the elite have lost. Yeah, it's like, you know, no, it's like, because then you surrender, then you cool off. Hey, everything's gonna be fine in 5 years. It's like, are you sure about that? I mean, how long have they been saying that for the last 2,000 years? Probably saying that for, you know, don't think they haven't had that conversation before. It's like, even if they didn't have the internet, it's like, yeah, things will be good in a couple of years. I mean, at some point, yeah, I mean, worldwide, the world has a lot to figure itself out. I mean, you see spiritual groups trying to figure themselves out. Aliens are talking about more probably than they were in the past. You've had some secret societies to talk about, but now it's more on the internet, which is healthy. But it's still so many pieces to put together. It's not something that you just do in one lifetime. You know, this might be going on for this. You know, people feel like it could be a few hundred years and things will get better. But what if it's a few thousand years? That's if it even gets better. It'll change, but will it really get better? How do you know that? I mean, aliens, I mean, you know, you can get the aliens' energy, and people can manipulate that energy too because they want it. You know, like with the Trump, you know, people think Trump's going to win. So you can manipulate the vibration. We're going to get ourselves a Trump. Oh, yeah, of course you are. Well, he's still here technically. Well, he's kind of president, sort of. He's not in that position. Yeah, I'm not going to go there. But, you know, it's, you know, how do you know it's going to be a few hundred years? It might be thousands more, you know, a few thousand years or more for this all to be cleared up. Yes, I mean, you have to have, you know, you have to understand why this is all happening. As long as the internet stays alive, because it's keeping everything going, it's helping. If there's another way, more power to you on that one. I'm not sure. Like books are going to stay in the physical form for quite some time. Eventually they'll go digital, fully digital. That will be the day. That could happen maybe in our lifetime or 100 or 200 years from now. It's hard to say. Like just using books, for example, just because it's a physical kind of, yeah, it's just, I don't see that going. I mean, more digital books are popular because they're easier to manage, but I think people are actually probably buying more books than they have in the past. Of course, I could be wrong because it's digital. It's just easier to handle. But the physical book, I don't know. When that starts to go away and goes more to the digital book, that's going to be a different world, man. It's just, and, you know, and that can show that we're going more to a higher frequency. You know, just put that out there. I mean, people like the book. I mean, even people that are open up spiritually, they want that book. They need a physical, you know, and that's nothing wrong with that. But it's like when we start letting go of physical objects, that's when the higher dimensions come in. Doesn't mean the war is over. I doubt it. Will the war ever end? I mean, just because it's not a physical war anymore, it'll just go astral. The astral war is still going on. That's not about to end anytime soon. Yeah, we have trickster energies we have trickster energies that just feel like they know everything. And they're showing how intelligent they are, and they're pretty intelligent. It's, yeah. I mean, I have a family member that feeds off of negativity, feeds off news, feeds off like, oh, groceries are going to, you know, we're not going to have groceries, we're not going to have this, we're not going to have that. It's like, whatever, I don't listen to any of that. You know, it's like, just feeds off, I mean, okay, so you want to be here for some reason. Like, what is your purpose here anymore? It's gone. You have no purpose here at all. But you're still here. Hey, everybody, I'm still here. What are you here for? It's like you're holding on to this reality. She's not really doing anything here anymore. You know, it's like you can leave the world. You can go back into spirit, but they don't want to. They want to stay here and siphon off the low vibrations. You know, it's just like a beacon of dark to keep this physical nightmare going, you know? It's like, what's your purpose in here? To keep this world the way it is. it might not always make any sense, but yeah, it's just the demonic world definitely has a, I mean, they rule this place for sure. And for us to rest on our wars, we'll think the dark is gone. It's like, I don't know. I mean, if you can walk around like New York City and South Africa naked and not get assaulted, I think we're in the right. Then you know things are changing for the higher dimensions. Until that happens, and disease goes away. But yeah, seeing all these different points of view is going to be deciphering it. I mean, you have to like sit down and understand where everybody comes from. You know, like almost like people are doing genealogy nowadays. So think about doing timeline genealogy. Okay, so it's like, what are Pleiadian beings are? What are their characteristics? And not that you're putting them in a label, but okay, feline people, you have that under the characteristic. So it's like, and then people are seeing these other versions of Earth, like Earth imploding, the AI Terminator coming here, or whatever. Or everybody's super positive, and that's like a Pleiadian reality. And there's nothing wrong with it. You probably are tapping into those realms, for sure. Is it going to happen here? Well, you are bringing that energy here, and the world does thank you. But I don't know. I'm not sure what the effects are of that. I mean, it's helping, but, you can say, like, is another way of looking at it, is like, if you get too positive and you're telling that to people that are not having the best experience in this world, and you hear, oh, all the dark's going to go away, or I don't hear that negativity, it's like, that doesn't always help them. It's like, because you can kind of, you can see the world in a positive way. There's nothing wrong with that, but it can become so disconnected, it's hard for you to help or understand anybody that's going through a lot of going through a lot of problems in life. I don't know. I don't have the answers for everything. I just know the aliens, if they're going to land or anything, I mean, obviously they're here, but they can't, my feeling, they can't show them. So, I mean, they can pop up here and there, and they do hear us. When you're saying, I love you, or when you're telling them off, I think they can hear all of that. But they can't really interfere for various different reasons. I mean, people waiting for Jesus to come, obviously Jesus is here somewhere or everywhere spiritually. But the aliens, I mean, Jesus can technically manifest his energy here physically. That would mess with a lot of people's minds. I feel like it's HARP or some kind of government entity. That would be interesting, I guess. I'm not sure that would be interesting or not. Is that going to help anybody? I mean, Jesus does appear on pieces of bread and stuff like that. Is that negative or is that somebody else doing it? That's hard. I mean, I think there was like a Mother Mary, like people actually buy like a piece of toast of Mother Mary on it, and they, I forget, it was on eBay somewhere, I think, something like that. I think it was Mother Mary. I can't remember. So, but yeah, the aliens can definitely, I believe they can manifest themselves here. They can appear as human. There's different ways of them going about it. I think they can do it. Well, I mean, they do it. There is a, what I can feel, I don't know how they do it, but, they can, show up here as humans. I mean, I think they walk among us somewhere. They just don't, it just, we can't detect them a lot of times. I wonder why. I mean, you might detect a person of Pleiadian or Syrian or whatever. And some people might pick up that person is actually an alien energy, which I don't doubt. Yeah, it's complicated. Yeah, the aliens keep so much back, but the angels do it too. Yeah, the angels, you want all this deep information from them, and they can't always do that. It's like you need to walk before you run. And yeah, it's tough. It's just, I don't know. It's a war zone, as you can see. So I'm not sure if anything I'm saying here is helpful to anybody. If anybody's calling in, you're probably calling on the wrong number. Jeez. I went through a lot of details setting all this stuff up. The website's not up yet either, so I don't even know if I'm going to advertise this. But I'm just going to advertise a little bit until that's right. I was going to do it Friday, but I was going to do this recording Friday, but I had an opportunity to do it today. So I did what I can to put things together. So, but yeah, this will be, we'll see how this goes. That's for getting callers in and all that. Usually you can put, yeah, there was some tricks you can put out there to get people to call in. But anyway, we'll see how it goes. So the website, I don't know if I mentioned this. Once the website's working, you can join the mailing list or join or keep an eye on Facebook or something. And I'll post when I'm going to have a recording for call-ins, like Twitter, Facebook, and so on is the plan. Yeah, the call-in times might be sporadic. It's hard to say how it's going to work. I'm still kind of putting the pieces together of all this. Yeah, it's not something I'm just going to walk. Yeah, it's, I'm still putting the mechanics of it together, so this is on Blog Talk now. This might be somewhere else in the future. Well, I was in the earlier show. This took me a while to figure out the best way of contact to finally figure it out. That took a while to. I went through all these different ideas to, for recording, but this is so this is the early version of this. Yeah, you have to get a mixer and all of that for calling in. It's like, oh, geez, I'm not. I don't know if I have the energy for that right now. So I might just do the Blog Talk situation, and I'll put this on YouTube. Eventually, I'm not sure if I'm going to put it up tomorrow or when. We'll see. The Great Experiment. And I'll message others to see if they want to be on the show, if they want to be on the taking calls and all of that. We'll have to advertise that earlier in a time. And just, now the point, the other thing about this is one of the things for the interview was, you know, kind of go about it a different way. Just, yeah, you can talk about your who you are and everything, which is cool. Anything you want to say. Like, is there something you want to tell the world? Whatever, you have a platform. Yes, I might be shadow banned on YouTube, maybe. Yeah, YouTube is, I'm still there, though. I'm wondering, I probably can do better on BitChute while I'm thinking about it, but who knows? It's hard to say. Yeah, they're probably more open to bizarreness, but I don't know. I feel like YouTube, I need to do YouTube. It goes to Facebook. It's all streamed simultaneously. It goes to Twitter. Sometimes somebody might see it on Twitter. I don't get anywhere on Twitter. I don't get anywhere on Facebook either, but mostly Twitter. But yeah, when I upload something onto YouTube, I stream it. I think even when I upload it, it disappears. Now, some people might see it, but it disappears for, you know, I'm feeling 8 hours, but I could be wrong. And so that's why my view count gets hit. And, you know, I don't know, they're doing something to it, but I'm still there. But yeah, there's, I think I mentioned this live, but yeah, I did Aleister Crowley channeling. And like the next day, one of my videos got flagged. It wasn't a strike. They got a community hit. It was a video from 2 years ago. So it's like, you know, that timing was kind of interesting. So, yeah. But I stay away from the whole health situation here. I'm not going to talk about that. See, people are getting censored because they're talking about that stuff. I know they feel like they need to talk about anything. But, you know, astrally, they must be saying, hey, I want to get censored. It's like, okay, let's talk about that subject. And then you get censored. So it's like there's something going on with agreements and astral. It's like, hey, you have a big following. You talk about the subject, you're gone. And apparently, they're getting either either the universe is phasing him out or something. It's like, hey, I just wanted to say whatever's on my mind. You can do that, but you have to do it somewhere else. So it's interesting. Yeah, it's like we're going to this new era. It's like, it's just, you know, and I don't feel like I need to mess with any of that. As fun as it might look like, I don't see a purpose in. Yeah, it doesn't seem like the most interesting subject matter anyway. It's just like talking about CNN all day. It's just a bunch of, you know, you just get, what are you going to get with that? But, you know, it's wherever the soul needs to go. It's like, you know, of course, I'm doing these interviews where this goes. I'm trying to keep things off that topic, off the health topic. I mean, unless it's something else health related, other than this virus thing, but it's health related on other topics, like just general health. Like on a metaphysical level, of course they can always call that disinformation. They can just name anything as bullying. I mean, you can be just talking about your family and say, oh, that was bullying. <It's> like, so that's how YouTube's working. It's so anyway, just whatever. It's fine. Yeah, it's just, it's a strange world right now. So yeah, we're not done with that yet. It just shows how timelines are collapsing, where, you know, like the alternative media is being slowly phased out. Well, it shows the agenda here, those that control reality, you know, they're showing who's boss, basically, obviously, right? They're not about the, I mean, well, let's put it this way. I know some people want to put out their truth and all that. Completely understood. There's nothing wrong with it. You do what you got to do. But for some of us, you know, if we're going to fight Goliath, sometimes you have to play by their rules. You know, it's like, I want to take this thing down, but I got to play. Not that you're giving in, but, you know, sometimes you just got to, you know, roll with it. You know, I'm not focusing on shadow banning. I've been talking about it here and there because it's kind of irritating me a little bit, because just, I know this stuff can get more attention, and it does. And, you know, of course, people can find it if they need it, and I understand that. I feel like some of this stuff, because I don't do that clickbait stuff. You know, I might talk about the UFO stuff, but I'm not that. It's like, hey, the ships are going to land next week or whatever. But I try to go do the UFO stuff. You know, there's only so much the aliens can do. I mean, it's like, you know, hurry up and wait. It's good people are connected to their alien lifetimes. Remembering that, remembering feline, canine, Arcturian, Syrian. That's all healthy, or the angelics. I mean, there are angelic worlds where it's third dimensional angels, you know, walking around wings and everything. You know, some people don't trust the angels. Either way, you have an opinion all over the place. That's fine. But there's just a lot of layers out there. It's all confusing. It's, I don't know. What are you going to do? I don't know. It's just can't win them all, can you? All we can do is do the best we can and try to figure all this out. So, yeah, the next book I'm working on, I haven't made anything public yet. I'm still figuring out myself. So, yeah, so I did channelings. So, first off, I have work. Those hours have gone down. Then I do channelings for people. In the middle of that, I do writing a book also. And now I added this radio show to it. So the book's just going to have to take a back seat. There's only so much time I have for it, but when I have nothing going on, I can work on the book here a little bit here and there. You know, that might be a 2-year thing the way things are going right now. There's nothing that's telling me I need to write the book like tomorrow or today. The publishers are calling me and say, hey, you know, crank this out. It's like, okay. No, so this radio show thing is slowly evolving. So even if I'm just talking to myself for an hour, hopefully I'm not on mute. If I was talking to myself on mute for an hour, that would be, ouch. I also thought about doing alien commercials, like comedy commercials, but, you know, trying to take this stuff seriously, but I might put something together about the funny commercials I'm thinking of, kind of like Rick and Morty commercials. I'm not going to go into details. It's just little things like a word from our sponsor. You know, it's a vacuum cleaner from Mars. You know, that can vacuum clean your in-laws when you send them to a portal to another planet. Only $39.95. Disclaimer, they might come back as ghosts, come and kick your ass or something like that. Yeah, something like that. I don't know where that can go. Something funny. We'll see. We'll see where that goes. Yeah, this whole radio show, just let it do its thing. Well, another thing is if this starts to pick up some momentum, if there's an independent radio show, we'll see. I could hook up with somebody else. That'd be cool. Instead of doing the... We'll see. I think they exist somewhere. I'm not sure where. Like a spiritual radio, taking calls, not necessarily readings, but just, you know, like I said, if somebody has something they just want to go online and just talk about, spiritually related, you know, spirit guides or dimensions, robots, you know, clown universe, they might have came from an archon reality. Were you a spatula in your past life, you know, whatever it is. I mean, I know people are getting used to ghosts. We still haven't quite figured that one out. It's funny how spirit beings, when they get, you know, here, I don't really mention, I mentioned this in the mystery school, but one thing about spirits that have crossed over, it all depends on the spirit being. Some will just be happy to tell you their whole life story. Others say, I'm in spirit now. I don't care about your world anymore. Say, hey, any messages? No. Have a nice day. I'm being serious. Now, so other people might tap into their energy and get something different. But the ones I tap into, it's like, you know, not really. It's not much anything. Well, I'm just flying around in space. You know, it all depends. It all depends on the soul, you know. Some have learned a great deal, especially from their family, and they might feel guilty because some of them have been just so stubborn. Those are interesting. It's like, yeah, I'm in spirit. Now I can admit I was a fool my whole life. It's like it was in spirits anyway. So we're coming to the end. It's been 90 minutes. I didn't run any commercials. I don't have any. Hopefully I'm not on mute when I did all this. So I do have a face for radio. That's why I'm doing it. It's just a nice one thing about this is just you're not looking at yourself. You're just on the radio, just chatting away, and maybe someone's hearing it. So it's all good. So. All right, actually, I think I'm just going to wrap her up. This is imtar.com. So, yeah, if those that want to message me on Facebook or somewhere, if you're somebody you want, you know, like you want me to contact for an interview, you might not even know them, and that's fine. That happened before. People would give me information on people to contact, but I wasn't really jumping into that, but more going into that today. So it's more like seeing their point of view of what they think the world's going and stuff like that once they speak their mind. So, all right, we're phasing out. All right, have a good night. Take care.